626, Wake Up Kenosha, Bill Pete, State Senator Bob Wirtz joins us now. Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on your show.
Very nice to have you with us. Bob, before we get to any and all business, we got to do the plug, sir.
Buy American, buy local, whenever possible.
All right, Bob, mm-hmm. I blabbed a lot this morning, so time is short. So let's get right to business. What do you have for us, Bob?
Okay, well, you know, I'm an Army veteran and someone who loves to read the history of this great country. Therefore, today, December 7th, will always be an important date. It's National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. And, you know, if you look in our history, on Sunday morning, December 7th, 1941, the American Army and Navy base in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, was attacked by the Imperial Japanese Navy. Now, this attack came as a surprise to the Army and Navy, led to great losses of life and equipment. More than 2,000 American citizens were killed and more than 1,000 were injured. Americans also lost a large proportion of their battleships and nearly 200 aircraft that were stationed in the area. The Japanese military had hoped that the attack on Pearl Harbor would prevent the United States of America from increasing their influence in the Pacific. However, events in Pearl Harbor actually led to the escalation of World War II. The day after the attack, the United States declared war on Japan, so entered World War II. President Franklin Roosevelt, in a speech to Congress, stated that the bombing of Pearl Harbor was a date which will live in infamy. And there were songs on the radio, Remember Pearl Harbor. So let's remember the thousands of brave soldiers that gave up their life for this country on this date.
Very good. Yeah, absolutely should remember that. 79 years ago today. All right.
Also, I want to talk a little bit about Reverend Barker at Grace Lutheran Church and some community activists that spent the night outside in the cold, draw attention to the plight of the homeless in our community. Unfortunately, the Republican-controlled state Senate just said no to helping the homeless. You know, there was money in the budget, it had to be authorized, and they refused to meet for the rest of this year. Means we'll have to start all over again, dispensing that $15 million to 72 counties out there. So, with the COVID epidemic, we're having a lot of problems out there with people being homeless, and the Republican Senate leaders have turned their back on the homeless in our community.
All right, very good. State Senator Bob Wirtz. Bob, if folks have questions, comments, want to bend your ear a little bit, how do they get a hold of you, sir?
694-7379. If you got a problem, give us a call. We'll try and help.
They'll solve it for you. Bob Wirtz, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have a terrific week, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me on.